The battle we win over the worst in England shall benefit the best in England. How well are they over there represented when it comes to taxes? Not very well. It will be better for them when we have won this war. Will French peasants go on forever pulling off their caps and saying, "Oui, monsieur," when the gold coaches run down their children? They will not. Italy and all those German states, are they nothing but soldiers? Will no one show them the rights of good citizens? So, we hold up our torch and do not forget it was lighted upon the fires of England, and we will set it as a new sun to lighten a world. Sam Adams, anxious to get that night's good sleep before starting the next day for Philadelphia, was smiling slightly, nodding his gray head, seeming to agree. He was bored. It does not matter, he was thinking, what James Otis says these days, sane or crazy. Joseph Warren's fair, responsive face was aflame. The torch Otis had been talking about seemed reflected in his eyes. "We are lucky men," he murmured, "for we have a cause worth dying for. This honor is not given to every generation." "Boy," said Otis to Johnny, "fill my tankard." It was not until he had drained it and wiped his mouth on the back of his hand that he spoke again. All sat silently waiting for him. He had, and not for the first time, cast a spell upon them. "They say," he began again, "my wits left me after I got hit on the head by that customs official." "That's what you think, eh, Mr. Sam Adams?" "Oh, no, indeed, Mr. Otis." "Some of us will give our wits," he said. "Some of us all our property." "Hey, John Hancock, did you hear that? Property, that hurts, eh? To give one's silver wine coolers, one's coach and four, and the gold buttons off one's sprigged satin waistcoats." Hancock looked him straight in the face, and Johnny had never before liked him so well. "I am ready," he said. "I can get along without all that." "You, Paul Revere, you'll give up that silver craft you love? God made you to make silver, not war." Revere smiled. "There's a time for the casting of silver and a time for the casting of cannon. If that's not in the Bible, it should be." "Dr. Warren, you've a young family you know quite well. If you get killed, they may literally starve." Warren said, "I've thought of all that long ago." "And you, John Adams, you've built up a very nice little law practice, stealing away my clients, I notice." "Ah, well, so it goes. Each shall give according to his own abilities, and some," he turned directly to Rab, "some will give their lives. All the years of their maturity, all the children they never lived to have, the serenity of old age. To die so young is more than merely dying, it is to lose so large a part of life."